We're back here on the Second Guest Show. Mike Dottiglia, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino, Beachside, right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Bobby J and I will be on until 6:45 tonight. At 6:45, we'll throw it to the pregame, entering in the first time ever, a Monday night playoff game between...
Well, it's about time. The ratings are going to be unbelievable.
The ratings go, and listen, they can say what they want. Gambling... And people have a big interest in it. The Los Angeles Rams taking on the Arizona Cardinals. Bob, you got a quote before we go to Gordon.
Now think about this. Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And I read this today. And, boy, if we all embrace this, it doesn't matter if you're right wing, left wing, any wing, if you're just a human being. And Martin Luther King Jr. said, "We must develop and maintain the capacity to forgive." We all know it's a lot easier said than done, but we must develop and maintain the capacity to forgive. He who is devoid of the power to forgive is devoid of the power to love. There is some good in the worst of us and some evil in the best of us. When we discover this, we are less prone to hate our enemies. I don't know if you got to play that back or hear that. Whoa, that speaks volumes as a society and a culture if we can just do that. And when you're dealing with your fellow man.
Absolutely. And we all have our thoughts, Dr. King, today and what he meant for our country and trying to get them in a time and a place that was totally different than the place that we live in today. On our Oakland Hard Jewelers Talk and Text line, Gordon McKernan, and Gordon is a lawyer out in Baton Rouge, but he's also heavily involved in getting involved in the name and image likeness part of what we're seeing going on across college football for LSU. They needed a point guy, and Gordon McKernan has been that point guy to setting this off. So, Gordon, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Gordon, we had on Kayshawn Boutte last week, and I think maybe all the ink wasn't dry, the T's dotted, T's crossed, the I's dotted, but you got it done. But your passion with this is you saw how this name, image, likeness was spread across not only college football, but across the college landscape all itself, and trying to also get in others to get involved, seeing that LSU maybe was a step behind what we've seen at Texas A&M or at Alabama or at Southern Cal today. And you've been a catalyst in getting this started up and helping out LSU.
Yeah. I've been trying to. We're definitely behind, and it's not because people don't want that to happen. In Louisiana, we have a law that's a little unclear as to how it can be administered. And then when you have a coaching change between the two coaches, it just put us in the background a little bit. And there are about 20 college programs right now that have a pretty well-organized website, ways to join, contribute, and direct people who want to support the student-athletes, the businesses that support those particular universities, how to get involved. So, yeah, we do have some catching up to do.
And, Gordon, speaking of that catching up, explain to me, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, like, for instance, University of Texas, is my understanding that they put, what, like $100,000 in the pool that to be distributed amongst their offensive linemen. If you want to be an offensive lineman for University of Texas, you could be a part of that. Well, the question that came to my mind is, like, why not do that for the whole team, regardless of the offensive line, that if you come to this particular university, if you're all on our team, you will be compensated. Is that too complicated? I know the quarterbacks are the skilled players. You always have a handful of guys that are going to get more. But
right. If
you're at a particular school and at least you get something, I think that could be attractive to certain players.
Yeah, that's a good idea, and I think that's what's happening. I've talked to several businessmen this week that's exactly what would happen, is that you would give a fund to the incoming freshman class, and they would get paid a certain stipend the whole time. Now realize, they have to do something for that. It's not pay
right.
to attend or pay for play, but there would be marketing or advertising responsibilities that the football player would have to do. But if you came to LSU, for example, there would be a certain amount you could receive every year for as long as you're on the team doing your marketing responsibilities. And I think that's a smart move, and I think you will see that.
A lot of that is sort of blueprinted, right, Gordon, that, okay, everybody's got a certain blueprint that they're going to follow, and everybody's going to kind of copycat a little bit of that between one another. How much more interest have you gotten from other business people, lawyers, doctors, whatever, to get involved with this? Because people, they got some people that complain, oh, they shouldn't be doing this. Well, then if you fall back, well, why were LSU so slow? Why didn't they get involved? So you sort of damned if you do, damned if you don't. But in this spot, you got to do it, because if not, you're going to fall back
here. You get left behind.
Yeah, and so how much interest have you been able to get from other people, either in your profession or business people in the Baton Rouge, New Orleans area, to be involved in this?
Right. Well, it's definitely steadily picking up. I mean, you can see it, feel it, getting more phone calls each and every day. And like I said, there's no formal organized structure right now. That's being built out. We're talking about the exact way to do that. But the thing to do is just get involved. If you're a mom and pop grocery store down in where you guys down the bayous, nothing stops you from reaching out to a student athlete and striking an in-kind deal, or you could give po'boys or sandwiches or groceries to that person. Or if you're up in Shreveport and you have a restaurant, or if you're in Lafayette or wherever you are across the state, the business owners, mom and pop, all the way up to the big companies, need to get off the sidelines and just start trying to make deals. Because I've probably talked to six or seven football players that over the last few days, and it's amazing the interest that our in-state LSU football guys attract from other colleges. It really is. So we need to be doing things.
Now, you know, Gordon, when you look at it, okay, Manhattan, Kansas. It's not Manhattan, New York, but that's Kansas State, or Des Moines, Iowa. And you look at the challenges those particular state universities might face versus like UCLA or USC in Los Angeles, considering the population, Hollywood and all that. Does that even come into play, or is that something we're not there yet and you're not worried about? Because to me, it does matter. The resource, like, for instance, Austin, Texas, University of Texas, hell yeah. I think College Station, A&M, but I'll look at Austin, that they're definitely going to be in the mix. So do you think that's going to come a case in point where players are strictly looking at a prestigious university, and if I can go there and have my cake and eat it too, I'm going to go there instead of Iowa State or Kansas State?
Yeah, I think you're going to see a balance of that. You've seen Coach Kelly already do a good job in getting transfer portal kids here. Some will end up with NIL deals, some won't. So some kids still want to come where they think they can be developed and get to the pros and get the most out of their abilities. Others are strictly looking or heavily influenced by what type of NIL deal could I get, and I'll go to this school over that school, even though I may get developed better because of a better deal, a better NIL opportunity. I'm seeing and hearing of it all over the place.
Gordon, in the profession you're in, and I'll never forget this conversation, once all this kind of started with NIL deal, I was talking to Coach O, and he was like, "Hey, T-boy, the one thing I tell these players is, if you think your mom and dad or coaches are hard on you, stiff the IRS and see how bad it is. You're going to find out real quick how hard."
Yeah.
So from your standpoint, because you have that background, how important is it to educate that student athlete that, hey, look, you're getting money, but also you got to pay taxes off that money?
Yeah,
you know, Uncle Sam, he ain't forgiven, so to speak, on that kind of money.
Great point. Great point. True story. I was dealing with a player today that I'll be announcing in the next few days, sitting in my office right where I am right now across from me, and talked to him about that exact thing. So you understand what I'm going to pay you for your services. you're going to have to pay taxes on it at the end of the year, and there's going to be a form that'll be sent to you and all that. And he looked at me like I had just spoken a foreign language to him. And I had to say, look,
taxes, we're
going to help you with that, but a percentage of this will be taxed. So, and that's what I told him. I said, like, part of what I'm doing, I don't want you working for me. I want a partnership and a relationship with you.
Right.
I'm here to help mentor you. As long as we have a relationship together and we're working together, life advice, whatever wisdom I can give you, that's what we're here for. So it's, you've got to, because this guy's like, well spoken. He seems smart, but he had no idea that there would be taxability to it.
it was
amazing.
Yeah. Now, Garn, boy, I think we already have witnessed this, and it's just getting off, this night, so to speak, is that you're going to have guys are like, I don't know, an Arch Manning. It'd be interesting to see what's going to come about with him. I'm just using him as an example.
Right.
But have a handful of players that could be millionaires before they even play college football.
Even take a snap.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think they do. And you're hearing some of these big deals. $1 million maybe for the Alabama quarterback, but that's
right.
from now looking at it more deeply at people in the know, that's if he stays for 4 years and does certain things. But you're right, Arch Manning's gonna break the bank, right? I mean, it'd be interesting for me to see if he wanted to capitalize on his name, image, and likeness while he's still in high school, and what he could put the LHSAA and the different courts and all. There's a potential that a good Arch made, he could make $2, 3, 4, 5 million next year, his senior year, right? It would be interesting. But he's going to be different. Those guys are smart and shrewd, the Manning family. We all know that. He's going to make a really good decision where he goes and his endorsements, no doubt.
Gordon, I think one of the things that you're in the middle of, so to speak, is I can take a nickel and drop it basically on the city of Baton Rouge and circle around there. Look all the players that play in the National Football League. Now, the majority of them go to LSU in that spot. But this is the point here where per capita, 9 out of the last 10 years, Louisiana has either finished 1, 2, or 3 in per capita producing NFL players. 9 out of 10 years. Man, when you look at the amount of talent in this area, you striking deals with them for name, image, likeness, and all has long-term ramifications here, not only for their college play at LSU, but what could happen later on in life when they hit the NFL.
Yep, and that's a good point. And the player I was talking to today, I was talking to him about what type of advertising marketing and tell him, look, we've got to start thinking about a brand that you want to develop if you make it to the NFL.
Right.
And what I do and how I market you needs to work for you, and you need to have, ownership of that and be telling me your creative ideas so that I can start working that into my brand, because the two of them need to go together. But you're very right. I mean, this kid very likely could play in the NFL one day. I said, everything you do now, whether it's your social media, what you're doing, whether you get arrested, all those things are now immediately affecting your marketability and how much you get paid from business owners like myself. And if you do something against that, immediately that's gone, because they're, just like a pro contract, like Bob tell you, there's morals clauses in the agreements that these kids are signing with these businesses.
That's an out.
If they go, I said, you get crazy on your social media and do pornographic things or make it look like you're into guns and drugs and women, that's the payday is going to be gone for NIL deals. You can't do that. And he understood it, was very thoughtful about it. But I think he liked the idea about his brand. What would it look like? What does he want to do? Because most of these kids, it's like when you're recruiting, I'm selling them on life after football back here in Louisiana. Do you want to come back and open a restaurant like Bobby? Or do you want to try to own a car dealership? Or do you want to do those things? Because if you do, then we need to start thinking about that now as we're marketing you over the next few years so that you can capitalize on that later.
Gordon, is there any point person at LSU to help kind of coordinate this between the school and you?
Like to be a mentor or something that they truly would trust?
Well, a couple ways to answer it. I know on February 2nd, LSU is having a big NIL day for businesses to come, people to come watch, ask questions, and learn. From an NIL perspective, the NCAA and state law has restrictions on coordination or direction by LSU or any university on what they can do. They can't get involved, but they do have compliance officers up there at the school that can answer questions if you have one, like, I'm thinking about doing a deal, what can I do, what can't I do? They certainly have that, and I've talked to a couple of them out there. They've been very helpful, and I'd recommend you can call the athletic department. They can kind of direct you on that, on who to talk to.
So basically, Gordon, you started doing this on your own.
Yeah, all on my own.
You're doing this on your own.
Yeah, I am doing. I hired an outside lawyer. Right, I hired Bob Barton. Used to do all the LSU work for years and years and years. He helped draft NIL legislation, and he's advising me and helping me on this, because last thing I want to do is get a kid in trouble and he loses eligibility, or me myself run afoul of a state law I'm not aware of. So I'm doing that so I can make sure I do everything right.
So, Gordon, what in the future, if you had a client or a player, now you'd have to influence him because you can't smoke weed every day, whatever, but a honey badger, Tyrann Mathieu, was unbelievable. Remember the old honey badger craze?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
It wasn't a quarterback. That was the best thing, him going with Patrick Peterson and his dad to go to the Cardinals,
yeah,
and look where he's at now with the Chiefs. But honey badger, who was more popular than honey badger at LSU when he was kicking butt?
And how that could have been marketed.
What that
honey badger
would have been unbelievable.
Yeah, honey badger could have made a lot of money. If y'all remember, everybody was trying to make those honey badger shirts
right.
in LSU, and everybody was trying to run around and shut them down, and people were making those shirts. It was hysterical back then. Yeah, but Joe Burrow would have been a wealthy man his senior year, right?
Wow.
Yeah, he would have done well. And that's going to happen again. We're going to have these kids blow up, and they're going to catch that rise. There's no doubt about it.
Gordon, thanks so much for joining us tonight. Man, we really appreciate it.
Yep.
We'd love to have you back on. Give us a little bit more information on these name, image, likeness situations. And certainly when you sign up one of your new clients, man, you're welcome to join us here on the Big 870.
I will. Certainly do appreciate it, guys. God bless.
All right, thanks a lot,
so
Gordon.
Much.
Now, Mike, as we go on a break, I wanted show me the money. Yeah, I like what Scott's playing there, but I wanted to tell this and Joe Mandeville. Damn it, I'm sorry I missed him, but Joe might still be listening. The Cowgirls have gone 11 straight playoff appearances without reaching a conference championship game. Okay, now I'm going to repeat that again. The Cowgirls have gone 11 straight playoff appearances without reaching a conference championship game. That's the longest drought by any team since the AFC and NFC were created and emerged in 1970. Hello, who that? Listen, the Cowgirls, El Choco, the Cowgirls, 11 straight playoff appearances, 11 straight without reaching a conference championship game. The Who That Nation, come on, that ain't happened to us. That happened to you, Cowgirls, since 1970. That ain't opinion. That's a fact, Joe.
Joe, it's like trying to take the bone out of the dog's mouth.
No. I'm glad.
We'll be back with Gore,
Steve Geller,
second guest here on the Big 870. Back here on the second guest show, Mike DeTeglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. Bob, Jeray Jenkins, the wide receiver from Jenna, Louisiana, and was thinking about coming out early for the NFL draft, confirms he will be back for his senior season at LSU. So Jeray Jenkins has announced that he will return to LSU. He's caught 62 passes at LSU, 966 yards, and 8 touchdowns during his career. So we're going to take this call real quick. David from the quarter. David, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike. Dave?
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
All right,
glad to be on y'all's show. And, hey, Mike, I'm glad that you always rein in Bobby. I love Bobby. He's like my hero. But you always, like,
do the best
point.
I can. Do the best
look,
I can.
Y'all mentioned something a couple of hours ago. And Bobby, well, actually, Bobby mentioned real quick, and it was about defense. And he talked about Lattimore, and he talked about Roby. He talked about Chauncey Gardner.
Yeah.
He talked about P.J. and Marcus Williams. And I'm all about the formula that when Bobby was quarterback, we did it right. And if you can get that back end well and done and that front end on defense well and done, all I'm saying is I know there's some crazy things going on about who can we have at quarterback, and I don't want them. I'm good to go with Taysom, Winston, or even if Bridgewater is available.
Right.
But this thing with Wilson and Rodgers and Cousins and Garoppolo and who knows what goes on with Deshaun Watson, man, we need to, Mike, we need to draft an O-line.
So in that theory, you would say you'd want to keep and pay Teron Armstead along with Ramczyk to solidify offensive line.
And that may well happen.
Correct.
That may well happen. But I think if you don't have a guy that can turn the engine over on the car, you ain't going too far.
Exactly. I want to stick with the Bob Gaber formula back in the early 90s.
But we didn't win anything.
But they didn't get far.
You win.
I was there. I was in the Superdome. Dude, right. There were times 26 to 24 with San Francisco.
That was
one of the best teams ever.
That's right.
Okay.
All I know is I have the NFL record to have the most consecutive wins against a conference opponent. Right now, Lamar Jackson with the Ravens, he's trying to get 9 straight wins against the NFC opponent. You know what I had against the AFC? 20 straight wins. It just
We
were with the damn 49ers. All I know is
they were the tripwire.
No, all I know is he knows.
I want a tough quarterback that can hang in the pocket and a good defense, just like what Bobby was in the early 90s, and I want to stick with that right now. Because there ain't no quarterbacks coming out in the draft.
Nope. I can tell you, if you take that formula, we could get to double-digit wins for sure. It's 17 games, 10 or 11
very
games.
Very competitive.
Without a doubt.
Thanks for the call. All these people in the playoffs right now, we could compete with all of them.
I agree.
But we need to better that quarterback spot. We'll be back with more second guests right after this break on the Big 870. All right, we're finishing up here on the second guest show tonight. Want to tell everybody at 6:45 will be the pregame for the Rams-Arizona Cardinals. First time ever a playoff game on a Monday night. And I agree with Bob, then the ratings will be out the roof.
And they can have this next year. This ain't going away. And the year afterwards.
No, this isn't going away. We said it toward the end of the last clip we had. Jerae Jenkins has announced he will return to LSU for 2022 after thinking about coming out early for the NFL draft. Well, news is out of Baton Rouge. Cameron Waugh, the offensive tackle, I remember Coach O really praising him, thought that he had a chance to play at the next level. He is telling everyone that he is going to return to LSU for 2022. So that's good news for LSU.
So, Mike, what do you think of the transfer portal, the linebacker from Virginia?
Man,
his dad played at the University of Georgia.
And his brother's going to be a highly recruited player next year, so he's got genetics.
Now, who is this?
He's a long, lean guy that can run the field well.
Is he big enough? He's
6'2 and a half, 220 pounds. Bobby played as a true freshman, 18 years old, playing at that level.
Yeah,
There's not a lot of guys that can play like that.
It was Power 5, University of Virginia.
The mental part of the game. People don't kind of take that into effect. It's not only the physical part, but you got to know what you're doing most of the time.
Right, right.
It's not just 25%, 50%. You got to know what you're doing. So, man, listen, give it to Coach. He's doing a pretty doggone
good
job.
Coach Kelly had to get him on board.
And we'll see if he can maybe land another big lineman real soon in the next 24, 48 hours. Thank you for listening to Second Guess. Remember, playoff game coming up. Rams, Cardinals, right here on the Big 870.
All right. Thank you. Bon nuit, les gens. Good night, people. Who dat? How about them cowgirls? Hey!